Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya. May I please have your email?
Richard J. Santos at yahoo.com.
Wait, I apologize, sir. I meant to say zip code.
70503.
70503?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name?
Richard Santos.
Richard Chantos.
C-H-O-N-T-O-S.
He said 70503.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. It's not pulling up your name. Do you have an order number? And also, what was the issue of your calling on today?
I got my flashlight, but I put brand new batteries, dirt cells in, and I tried to turn it on several times, and it doesn't work. And I tried the batteries and other things, brand new.
Okay, willing to assist, sir, but it's not. Was the account put under a different name?
I got my order number right here. It should be in your computer.
Okay, go ahead with the order number.
678-630-768.
Okay, so 678-630-768. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm still not pulling up any names under that order number, sir. Let's see. How do you spell out your first and last name, sir?
Richard Chantos. RichardChontos.
Is it not? No, sir. We're not pulling up any information here on the account. So I advise you to, you have to contact your bank to see who you pay the funds to, so they'll be able to contact the company for you.
Is this Import Direct Gadget?
No, sir, it's not.
This is not Import Direct Gadgets?
No, sir, it's not.
Well, 855-432-5309?
I apologize, sir. We're inbound call center, so it's not one of our numbers, sir.
Well, what is this number then? Because I dialed it. It's right on my label list.
Well, I work for a private billing company. We service several different products, sir. But off of the information that you gave me, we're not pulling up any information here. Even the phone number that you called in on is not pulling up your name. So I advise you to contact your bank, sir, so they'll be able to verify who you would bill through.
North Huntington, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
so what
I
am
it
I
again.
Supposed to do? I guess I got screwed, right?
Well, whoever you pay the funds through, sir, contact them. And they'll be able to verify who you was billed through, sir.
This is who I'm contacting. This is the number on their label list that came with the package.
Okay, so we're not...
855-432-5309. Is that not the number, ma'am?
It's not, sir.
So this is not 855-432-5309?
No, sir, it's not.
That's what I dialed.
Well, that's why I advise you, sir, to contact your bank, whoever you pay the funds to, so they can give you the correct number.
All right, whatever. Bye.